This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drum shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion meanwhile on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go clean.
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, Outside the Box continues like we've never missed a beat, TMB, but I missed you, my friend. After Toronto, I went to San Diego, had to hang out with Dr. Butters, if you remember him.
That's awesome, man. I wish I could have hung out with you and Dr. Butter out there in San Diego. I heard you had a great time with him.
Oh, we had some fun. It was a great reunion, and God bless Annie Brandt, the little engine that can and does and could. And, you know, for someone that's been diagnosed with cancer for how many years and been told you can't do it, and she's not only doing it for her own health but helping others, you know, just she's a woman after our own heart with what we're trying to do. So I have to say hats off and thanks to Annie for putting on a great event.
Yeah, Andy's awesome. I'm glad the event went well. I wish I could have spoke out there, but I tell you what, I definitely did need the time off. I'm still recovering.
It's self-preservation, and you know, the thing is, we can't help anybody if we're not functioning. So I am with you, my friend. I just, you know, like I said, we love to hang out together, and it was so great to be with you and the family in Toronto and see a lot of the great fans of the Truth About Cancer and the Truth About Vaccines, in fact. We have a question of the day a little bit later this hour coming from people that have been watching that, which is cool. And you know, for our purposes here, you know, Doug Kaufman, I think Doug really loves you. He says, oh, man, I love Ty. So I wish he was here. So it was neat to reconnect with him from Know the Cause.
Doug's a great guy, yeah. As a matter of fact, I initially interviewed Doug about 3 years ago for the original Quest for the Cures.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, he had some kind of a deal where he decided not to be included because he had a big study or something that was being published in a major oncological journal or something like that, and he just felt like it wasn't the right time. But immediately after that, I traveled up to Dallas and did his TV show once with Know the Cause, and he's a great guy, man. I love Doug. He's an awesome dude.
Oh, and I gave him a copy of our book. He was so grateful, Unlock the Power to Heal. So, you know, maybe if he says that on his show, it'll blast out, because that guy's got an amazing reach with his show. He went the TV route, and it's an incredible amount of work, but, you know, he's been dedicated to it. He's got a good heart, a nice man, and he's helped a lot of people. So I was pleased to reconnect with him at the event, and also looking forward to the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium Volume 2. I don't know if that's the official name of it later in October or early October this year.
We have not decided what we're going to call it. I think it just might be The Truth About Cancer Live, 2017, Orlando.
Okay.
So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be real close to you, and got some great speakers lined up. We haven't announced who's coming yet, but within the next 2 weeks, we'll be announcing who's coming and the schedule of speakers, and also we'll be, I think tickets are going to go on sale soon, and it's going to sell out quick. We've already got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people that came last year that said as soon as they you know, the tickets are available this year, they're getting them. So it's going to be another great event.
Yeah, I tell you what, these are not easy to put on, folks, so if you can attend them and enjoy it, absorb it. I will also say, you know, I don't know if you ever have people that volunteer to help. I know you've got a large paid staff because you care enough to support the people that help you, but I'm sure that people will just trip all over themselves to do anything to make this a success, so any other things that people can do.
Yeah, you know, at this point, we are going to make sure that we're going to outsource most of the preparation and planning to a company that does this, because we're looking at this year potentially having 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just too big for us to do all the planning ourselves. There's too many different glitches that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not going to leave any of it to chance, especially when we're live streaming the entire thing. So yeah, we're gonna outsource most of the prep work and,
okay,
and the plant thing, so we can just focus on the content and just making it even a better experience than last year. You know what it really is gonna end up becoming, I think, is just kind of like an annual homecoming for people to get together, mm-hmm, where they're among like-minded people, and they get a chance to meet with their heroes and meet with their friends,
yes,
and just have a 3-day vacation at a really nice resort. And you know, as soon as you walk in the door, nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to. You're no longer a kook. I mean, you're just among family and friends, and that's what we want it to become.
Well, I love that. You know, people will say, you know, why do you travel so much, Robert, right? Or Ty, why do you go to these events? It's you yeah, can do everything online now, but there's something about the human to human connection that is transformative, that when we get together, you know, there's a great joy in it, and we had such a great time. It was so extraordinary, the last one, the event you did last year, the first one back in Dallas, that there is something that, as long as we're able to, I think it's important not to just rely on electronic means of transforming or transferring information, that there's something,
yeah,
about it. I mean, we're here on planet Earth. We're humans together on this great adventure. And there are reasons to get together that are very helpful and uplifting for one another.
Yeah, and what a better place to do it than in beautiful, sunny Orlando.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
Can't think of a better place to have it.
And I know the venue itself has its own organic garden, so there's going to be real good food. And, you know, and I want to give props to Annie in that way. And folks, listen, when you're talking about conferences that you go to, if they're not also finding a way to make sure you have access to clean food while you're on the road, they don't fully get it. And I'm not saying that these people that don't do this are bad people. That's not what I'm saying. But if you are committed to a healing path, you cannot promote the use of pesticide-laden pro-GMO foods. I can't say that enough. Back in the 90s, Ty, when I used to do this for homeopathics, we would train retailers and doctors. We would bring them in and have it catered organic. And that was when it was much more difficult, because we believed with all of our hearts and bodies and minds spirit that it was important to not desecrate the temple with food that's anything less than ideal, the best we can do while we're here.
Oh yeah, and the food down there in Orlando is going to be awesome, and you know the chef, and it's going to be amazing. That was one of the disappointments that we had in Dallas, is that we were communicated one thing about the food and then delivered something else, and at that point, you know, it's kind of too late when the day of, you get something that you did not bargain for. So we're really excited about this, that we're gonna have clean food throughout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's see, where do we want to go? We got some news stories here to cover. Since we're talking food quality, harmful food, Natural Society has an interesting article here about glyphosate. And, of course, it's not something we've shied away from talking about. And now they have acknowledged in California that it's a carcinogen, as the World Health Organization has, even though Monsanto has tried to sue to keep that information. But they're talking about the glyphosate herbicide harming unborn children. Right? These are developing babies, you know, the gifts of the next generations of creation. And, you know, vaccines are bad enough once they leave the womb, much less when moms are getting it while the babies are developing. But the glyphosate accumulation, a very serious problem for the babies yet to be born.
It is. And, you know, that was one of the things that we covered multiple times in Global Quest, was the fact that the glyphosate, these other pesticides and herbicides, chemicals are being detected in fetuses, right, through the umbilical cord blood. And so that was one of the most frequently asked questions, you know, is if cancer is a disease that results from a, you know, overburden of toxicity and the inability of the immune system to handle it, why are so many babies getting cancer, right? And,
right,
and the reality is they're toxic too, because of the chemicals going right through the umbilical cord into them. And we're finding now that glyphosate, which in 2015, right, remember, World Health Organization declared to be a probable carcinogen, mm-hmm, is now, you know, getting into their blood.
Yeah, and so this study that's just come out, and again, it's just a few weeks after the USDA scrap plans to start testing food for glyphosate. Again, our government agencies, yeah, they say they're here to protect us, but the reality is far, far different. and they tested 69 pregnant women, found the presence of glyphosate levels in a woman's bodily fluids correlated with unfavorable birth outcomes. Again, coming back to why you're committed with the truth about cancer events and why we do this, why we talk about the quality of food being so important. And also, you know, our buddy DACA Detox, who we were with in Toronto, talking about, do you love yourself enough to give yourself and your babies the best, right? This is about self-love, is it not? I mean, why? And I know some of these decisions are made in ignorance before people know, but once they know and they continue to put these poisons in their body, at that point, what do you say? But you don't love yourself enough to do the right thing and stop making excuses.
Well, that's true. And again, we go back to knowledge versus wisdom, right? And so when we're in an ignorant position, we don't have knowledge. And all of us were ignorant at one point when it comes to glyphosate and right. to cancer and all these things. So at that point, we just didn't know. But once you know, then you have that knowledge. Then you've got to do something with it, right? And so if you have the knowledge and you still do nothing, that's really foolish,
yeah.
right? As
yeah.
opposed to implementing that knowledge, and that's what wisdom is using that knowledge. So we're educating, and then it's up to you what you do with that knowledge, but we really want you to be wise and act on it and not just, you know, put it on the back burner and say, well, I know that that's not good, but hey, tastes great, you know,
yeah.
and I think a lot of people are so addicted to the chemicals in the food and the taste in the food mm-hmm. that it almost makes them behave irrationally
sure.
when making these food choices. And I think that's something that we have to consider, is that we do have people that are literally addicted to these chemicals that are being put in the food.
Sure. And, you know, say love yourself enough to do what's right by you, if not but then by your children. But moms, that means what you put into your body is going to impact your babies to be. And also the reality that many Americans have figured this out, but they're giving their pets organic food, but not themselves. Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is. And since you mentioned pets, RSB,
yep.
I will be traveling during June and July to do some more interviews for in October. I think we're planning to release a 2 or 3 DVD set on how to protect your pets from cancer, the truth about pet cancer.
Nice. That's going to be real important.
Yeah.
I know. We love our animal friends. They're like family for most of us. But as I said, there is misinformation available to us, and that's pretty much dominated these different areas. Each area that you've gone into with the truth about cancer, truth about vaccines, all of the global quest is about the areas of misinformation, clearing it up and trying to provide that which is actually helpful and beneficial for those who are ready to hear it. I think more and more people are.
I think they are, too. I think they are. And, you know, and one of the most practical things you can do right now just to help especially your dogs be a little bit healthier is, you know, out in the wild, wolves, coyotes, they don't eat cooked food, right?
No, they don't.
They kill something and they eat it. It's raw. They eat the bones, the sinew, you know, they gnaw on it. And we don't see that with domesticated animals. They're eating cooked kibble.
Right.
So one of the easiest things you can do is just take a raw egg and mix it up with the kibble.
Yeah, do something simple, right? Otherwise, your dog out there could be dog food for a coyote, so be careful about that, too. All right, folks, we got lots more healing to go. It's Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are in the notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. they have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hammering the kids with glyphosate, never good, and it's not good to hammer the adults. You know who you are. Clean up what goes into your body. You are loved enough. You've got to love yourself enough to say, you know, it's important enough. I'm worth it. And darn it, people like me. So change the food you eat. Please make better choices and grow your own food. For those of you who knew and loved and appreciated the message that Liam Sheff, ultimately he wanted to leave us with that we've got to take that back into our hands. Everybody needs to have a garden. When I go around, like here, I'm still in San Diego heading back today, but the thing I'm asking people, how many of you have a garden? And not enough. Not enough. And I said, if you want to watch an episode of the Walking Dead in real life, just keep it up. Yep. Don't do any gardens, because if the trucks stop rolling for any natural disaster or any peak oil thing, again, then if you're the only one with a garden, it's eaten before you can, you know, blink. And then what? And then what? So the point is, that's a big part of, I think, an important responsibility we have, not only to teach our kids in school, but that everybody should now go back to what our grandparents, our ancestors did.
Yeah. Speaking of garden, we've got you've been here to our house, and we have strawberry patch in one of our beds. The strawberries are starting to come in. They call this area of Tennessee the strawberry capital of Tennessee. And we, over the last few days, literally every day, we get two or three huge bowls full of strawberries. So yesterday, I don't know how many bowls of strawberries I had. It's just amazing when you have just fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. It's amazing how good it tastes. But, you know, Robert, we've been so, our taste buds have been so affected that, you know, many people would hear that and say, yeah, I'd really have a chip. Right? Because you got the sugar, the salt, the MSG, all these other things, and people hear, strawberry. Oh, you had fresh strawberries. What'd you put on? Did you put some whipped cream on them? Did you dip them in chocolate? No, I just ate fresh strawberries. They were great.
Right. Yeah, absolutely incredible. Yesterday, or a couple of days ago on the show, it was funny, I was getting texts from Nancy. She was saying, hey, I harvested a cayenne pepper for you because, sometimes I'm not there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I lost a pepper. And so in Florida, where it's really humid, we'd set it out to dry. Like you see, these peppers are dried, and then you can powder them and do stuff with them. But the last one molded because it's so wet, the air. So she was putting it on low heat in the oven to kind of dry it that way, which was cool. But she washed her hands twice, and then she washed her face, and her eyes were burning and stinging. So I definitely have some Scoville units in my cayenne peppers. That's what I've learned.
Oh, man, and that stuff is great for heart health.
Mm-hmm.
Cayenne pepper, the capsaicin.
Yep.
You've read the stories about the liquid cayenne, capsaicin, mm-hmm. stopping a heart attack in its tracks because it dilates the arteries.
Yep, absolutely incredible what these peppers can do. I've got jalapenos, I've still got carrots growing, tomatoes galore. I'm going to have to make them into sauce because I'm not a big fan of raw larval-looking tomatoes, but I know people that love them when you grow them yourself. Oh, my gosh.
When we were in Toronto, you said you didn't like tomatoes. I was just so shocked. You're like, Robert doesn't like fresh tomatoes.
Yes.
But that's okay. Yeah, I guess, if that's your only flaw, we'll have to live with that. One of my favorite things, though, Robert, is just to take a fresh tomato, fresh avocado, cut them up in bite-sized pieces, and then put a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of balsamic vinaigrette on it, and a little bit of pink Himalayan sea salt.
Nice.
Ah, That's my meal. I love it.
That's dreamy. Awesome. Well, when you come through, if I'm still growing tomatoes by the end of the summer or into the fall, which I'll bring you some. So in addition to all the wonderful organic food they'll be providing, I'll provide you some too personally, my friend.
Bring me a hot pepper, man. Bring me a hot pepper.
Exactly. So, part of the issue with the schools, I mentioned the schools and the domination from the federal level, right? Curriculum, Common Core, and this garbage. One of the good things that Trump is doing is trying to bring that control back into the local areas. He put Ben Carson in head of Housing and Urban Development, people that are critics of the agencies that they're in, because dismantling the administrative state, the bureaucratic oligarchy, is as important a job as any that Trump has. And I don't know that a lot of people understand it as they listen to the right-left Hegelian dialectic screaming back and forth. See some of the stuff he's doing, and it can be really good the more local control you have over the school system. In fact, you can then say, hey, we as a community want our children growing food at school.
Yeah, and what Trump's doing here is actually really good. It's right in line with the Constitution. Because if it's not specifically delineated in the Constitution, it goes to the Tenth Amendment. That goes back to the states. And so what he's doing is completely constitutional when it comes to, reversing all of these decades of interference from the feds and going back to the local control of the school system. That is completely constitutional. That doesn't mean that everything he's doing is constitutional, but this one is. I'm a little disappointed in some of the warmongering that's going on and some of the bombing and so forth. But in this situation, I think that this is a good decision.
Yeah, so we're gonna assess these things as we do with objective eye, the best of our ability. Of course, our subjectivity is our love of liberty, our love of the freedom, the spiritual freedom as well. So stick with us. We got a lot more healing to go. Going outside the box with Ty Bollinger as we do each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, TMB, I don't know if you caught this, but earlier in the week, this television show aired called Scene of the Crime with Tony Harris, a really nice man. He came and visited me a few months ago, and I had Aaron Elizabeth come over, and we recorded some interviews related to the mysteries surrounding the death of Dr. Jeff Bradstreet. And it just aired this week, and it's evidently it's making some waves. I should probably say, hey, thanks. Welcome all our new listeners who watched the Discovery ID show. If you're now a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, welcome. Ty Bollinger, you can look up, research him, Truth About Cancer, and the Cancer Step Outside the Box, which is a seminal book that kind of set the stage for a lot of the things we do together as well. But it was rather interesting because I was a little nervous, Ty, admittedly, because you know how it is when you're dealing with TV shows. They can take an hour interview and twist it and make you look really horrible. But I have to say, I'm impressed with the way, very high production values, and they really look at it from a balanced and divergent perspective from where a mainstream show would do.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that aired over the weekend. I have not had a chance to look at it yet, but I'm sure that you did great with Aaron and Elizabeth there as well. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And, you know, it doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take an hour to make me look bad. I mean, just a couple of minutes to make me look bad. So it doesn't take much.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I still, when I'm out here doing these presentations, there's a picture of you and me at the Braves stadium, after the cancer conference we did in Atlanta. And it just shows, you know, even though we can clean up good, right? But for the most part, we just wear our jeans and our shirts, whatever, and just go out and about and spread the gospel of healing, you know, for all those who are ready to hear it, which is fun. But it's interesting reaching out into these controversies because Bradstreet was very outspoken in dealing with cancer and autism because, you know, his son was injured from vaccines. And so he was one of the mysterious deaths. But for me, he was one of the most mysterious because, you know, they claim it was a suicide. And I had just interviewed him not long before this happened. And he was as happy as could be, as passionate and glowing in his element of trying to bring, you know, that healing to the kids and the parents that were suffering because their children had been injured by vaccines.
Yeah. You know, I got a chance to interview Tom and Candace. So Tom's Jeff's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then Candace is Tom's wife. And last year when I was up in Chicago at Autism One, and I spoke to him about this, you know, that very happening with Jeff and allegedly committing suicide and so forth. And, you know, coming from his brother, he does not believe that there's zero chance that Jeff actually committed suicide, that he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the perspective of the family, at least from his brother and his wife, that this was not a suicide, it was a murder.
Yeah, and if you watch it, it lends itself to you know, be open-ended. The case is still open. And the question is, you know, who was it? Was it a nefarious plot from Big Pharma, or were there familial issues with his second wife? And again, I'm encouraging you to watch it because it's very well done, and it leaves some questions open for you, the viewer, to decide. But I'm hats off to Tony Harris for doing a good job. I think you'll enjoy watching it, and he's doing good work in a big media outlet like that. Now, the vaccine issues, we talked about it being the third rail of medical politics. It's like the untouchables, right? And RFK Jr., of course, has been great and instrumental, and he's spoken out with you and through the Truth About Vaccines. But they're still very, dogmatic cultists of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, these vaccine-pushing scientists arguing that the CDC should promote now an inhaled nasal flu vaccine, even though it's been proven not to work. I wonder, is it because people have gotten wind that most of the flu vaccines still contain mercury, and they're going, hey, maybe they'll be more accepting of an inhaled version?
Yeah, I don't know. But we did look in the Truth About Vaccines on the Flutival, which is one of the most common flu vaccines, not inhaled from what I understand, but on the package insert it says that it's not been shown to be effective at decreasing the flu. So it's interesting that we have these vaccines that are allegedly to stop a certain disease or a pathogen or whatever, and on the actual insert it says clearly, we haven't done any tests to see if it actually works. You know, it's just bizarre.
Yeah,
it's really bizarre.
This flu mist, it was put out. We've covered it on the show here, that they showed in their own studies and studies done afterwards that it does not protect. It provides no protection to kids in the ages of 2 to 17, which they're recommending. Also, since it's a live virus scenario, it sheds. And this is the case with the measles vaccine and the MMR. These things are actually creating or mimicking the actual disease that they're claiming to prevent.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just such a double standard, Robert. And we talk about this every time we lecture. And I've heard you talk about it many times on the air. But, you know, can you imagine if there was a nutritional supplement that was, you know, let's say it's a weight loss supplement. And, you know, this claims to, you know, you lose 20 pounds in the first, 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the insert of the supplement it says, you know, we've not ever done any tests to see if it actually makes you lose weight. Right? So, I mean, it's like that would be something that where the FDA and the FTC would come in and say, look, you got to stop making these claims because they're not supported. You can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But they can do that with vaccines, and then they keep selling them. So it's just a double standard. You know, what we want is fairness.
Yeah.
So if what's good for the geese is good for the gander. And if we can't say it on a nutritional supplement, then they shouldn't be able to say, look, here's the flu vaccine. It'll decrease your incidence of the flu. But, oh, but by the way, we don't know if it'll decrease your incidence of flu because we haven't done any tests.
Yeah, it's absolutely, absolutely incredible. There was a group at the University of Pittsburgh Medical School that analyzed this and the CDC's recommendation. They said, quote, unquote, could lead, by using the nasal spray, could lead to more flu illnesses in the U.S. if the inhaled vaccine becomes effective again, or if not having the choice of the needleless vaccine substantially reduces immunization rate. So it's like I said, it's a mixed bag. They're all trying to figure out, well, how do we get more uptake? This is a problem, but we don't want it to be a problem. Let's pretend it's not a problem. I mean, you go through this and you're like, your head is spinning going, what is this thing called science anymore? It's become cult religion-like.
It is. It is. And, you know, especially when we look at specifically the measles and whooping cough, you know, both of these vaccines, the MMR and the DPT, the P part of the DPT and the first or the second M in the MMR, depending on who you are.
Yes.
We know that both of these vaccines cause shedding, right? Yeah. So they actually cause the recipient to spread the disease for up to 3 or 4 weeks afterwards. And so, actually, I think it's actually 5 weeks. It's 37 days, so that would be just over 5 weeks. So for just over 5 weeks after you receive those vaccines, you actually can spread the disease, even though you don't have any symptoms of it, and that's what's called shedding. So it's interesting the propaganda that we see today about, you know, get your vaccine, you know, don't let any non-vaccinated kids come into the delivery room because you might give the baby whooping cough. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They're at most risk for somebody that just had the DPT because they may be shedding it and don't even know it. But we don't hear that, so we're not getting the full story. And all we want is for them to give us the truth.
Right, and of course the half-truth becomes a whole lie. I talk about that as well in some of these headlines, and I presented, you know, in the truth about cancer, I think I may have mentioned on the GI stuff that we presented, that the USA Today says a headline, like, for instance, nanosilver disharms epithelial the cells of the GI tract, right? And then you look at the study they're referencing, and you find out it does harm them, but it harms only those that are cancer cells of the epithelial tract, right? And, of course, the headline doesn't say that. Nowhere in the body of the article does it say that. So you end up with fake news. And a lot of these things, they're struggling with how do we communicate this but not at the same time to keep people getting the shots that aren't working or, in fact, shedding. And so when they report on outbreaks of mumps or outbreaks of measles, how often in the mainstream reporting did they say, oh, well, we happen to find the strain of these mumps and measles are the same that they're providing within the vaccine themselves?
Well, that's right, and so a half-truth is not a truth at all. It's a lie, especially when it comes to that article that you referenced about the silver. It's like, oh, we just forgot to say that it actually killed cancer cells. No, you didn't. You blatantly, clearly withheld that information so that you would skew the results of what that study actually said and make people believe a lie.
Yeah.
That was not a mistake. That was not a mistake. That was a blatant lie, and that's what we get all the time in this area. And like I said, we're just sick of the lies. And I think people are getting really sick of the way that stories are manipulated and studies are manipulated. They just want the truth. And, you know, the reality is I saw this, there was a video going around that last week that I saw of some lady that teaches science on a bus. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
And it was about these anti-vax parents that were sitting on the bus with her, and they didn't want to have their kid vaccinated, and they made this, you know, the anti-vaxxers out to be a bunch of hippie, groupie, druggy idiots, and said, oh, no, the lady that's a science teacher on the bus says there's no evidence to ever show that there was any link between vaccines and autism.
Wow.
And, you know, the reality is, I guess, that she's never heard of the Hannah Poling case, because that was the case that the court decided that the vaccine actually caused autism, and they awarded the family $1.5 million. So even if that was the only case, which it's not, there's many others, but even if that was the only case, for them to say there's no evidence to show that vaccines ever cause autism is a blatant lie, because that's one case the court decided, yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, folks, when we talk about fake news, coming from the mainstream media, it's not that there aren't people that would like to see information come out, but their livelihoods, their jobs depend on it, and they have to make a decision. They have to, you know, have that moment where they come in face-to-face with their creator and say, you know what, I'm going to be investing in the truth, or I'm going to be investing in a lie because it's convenient and I need to, you know, keep my car payments going. That, you know, this is bigger than economics, and this is why it's hard for me as a compassionate kind of guy I am. Sometimes I'll get a little perturbed, and that's an understatement, with those that have selected crass materialism over the protection of children and other human beings, because the science is on our side and what we're communicating. As we've said, we're not anti-vaccine per se, but the way they're doing vaccines, if you're not anti, you're not paying attention.
That's true. That's true. And yeah, so we, you know, you spent time over the weekend with a mutual friend of ours, Dr. Rashid Buttar. Mm-hmm. He's got a vaccine that he uses to treat cancer, and it's very, very effective. And it is a vaccine, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have the toxins, it doesn't have the additives, the adjuvants, and all the things that are bad in most vaccines. So, you know, to just have this broad stroke to say, you know, we're anti-vaccine, no, we're anti the vaccines as they're currently manufactured and given. Mm-hmm. We're anti a bunch of the ingredients that are in current vaccines, many current vaccines. But, you know, that's one case of a vaccine that I think is an awesome vaccine, is that R-Soda vaccine that Dr. Buttar uses.
Yep.
There's other vaccines that they use in Germany called dendritic cell vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Very effective at treating cancer. So, but again, that was one of the reasons that we wanted to be clear in the truth about vaccines, that you shouldn't be forced to be either in one of two buckets, anti or pro.
Yeah, I think the honoring of the freedom that we've been given by that which created us all is something we've got to live up to that higher standard, higher ideal. You know, there's going to be people that lie to you, lie to us. We've been lied to before. And can we communicate ways to help strategically, intellectually, on all these levels, give you more tools so that you can assess that and make a better decision for you and your family? We've got to take a break here. We've got a question coming in off the truth about vaccines next, options other than vaccines. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, vaccines are dominating the news still, and I think I'm glad that it is because more people are coming to it, even though the bulk of the mainstream media is trying to discredit anybody who questions them, who states the facts that they are not tested efficiently or if at all for safety and or efficacy, other than maybe they can prove a titer, right? It stimulates an antibody into existence, but even that with the mumps, it's not necessarily happening because there's a big lawsuit against Merck about the fact that they spiked the mumps vaccine test with rabbit's blood to show that it works when it doesn't.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm laughing, but it's just because it's so bizarre. You know, Mike Adams, Health Ranger, talked about that in one of the episodes of Truth About Vaccines, that they actually spiked it with animal blood so that they could have the antibody response that they needed in order to show that it was effective.
Mm, exactly.
Right? Which really not. So, and that's another thing that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny shared, and she shared with me one of the big, thick summary of a couple of meetings of the CBER, Center for Biologics and Evaluation Research, I think is what it stands for. And, you know, they said clearly in there that an antibody response does not equate to help protection from the disease. It's just an antibody response, but doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be effective in preventing disease.
Right. And it's the holy grail for the vaccine true believers, so to speak. There's much more complexity to the human immune system and the animal immune system. Tatiana Bukanic, PhD immunologist, has said as such as well. So it's not just a couple of crazy, wild and crazy guys hanging out on a radio show talking about it. Of course,
right.
I'm a wild and crazy homeopath with an occasional bad attitude. Hey, we've got people that have watched the truth about vaccines from all over the world, and a question has just come in from Louise, who's a homeopath and Bowen therapist, an Australian Register of Homeopaths. And Louise, she says, I'm an Australian homeopath, and I have a question related to the matter of using homeopathy to detoxify after vaccination, which you discussed on The Truth About Vaccines. I'm interested to know what you do. It may be the same as what I thought or was taught, but I'm always interested in knowing what works for others. So I'm going to take a quick moment here, TMB, if you don't mind, and answer Louise because she took the time to ask. Now, as you guys that listen to me all the time know, I'm not a dogmatic guy other than cleanliness. I want clean food. That's my dogma, okay? I'll admit that. But in terms of homeopathic prescribing, we all learn differently. We have different ideas and then clinical observations and experiences. My utilization of nozotes and or vaccine material converted into a homeopathic form, which is not technically a nozote, right, that can be used to sensitize the system that has been already attacked or assaulted. So in an ideal world, if you could get the perfect lot and batch number of the vaccine that was given, converted into a homeopathic form, then I would tend to give it in a low attenuation, 10x, 12x, 15x, gently over time to undo it instead of hammer blowing with even a 30C or a 50M, 10M, whatever it is you're going to do. Again, my bias is to lower potencies first, gently working with chronically ill people to alert the system to help relinquish it, mobilize the forces against it to detoxify, along with other supportive therapies of the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, the colon, all of these things to help the healing occur. So it's a short answer, Louise, to a very important question. And, you know, I would love to hear from you and what you do, because just like Scylla Whatcott and putting on her homeoprophylaxis conferences, we have not had enough communication with one another to talk about what we're doing in practice, what's working best consistently over time. So I don't know if that made any sense to non-homeopaths, TMB. You'll have to tell me.
You know, it didn't make a lot of sense to me, but that doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not all that smart, so it's not a big deal. Probably made sense to a lot of people, but I did follow it a little bit. I'm just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, another thing I would recommend is when we're talking about homeopathy is, you know, and this is not a plug for any particular monetary reason because I don't make any money, but Dr. King's got a product called Vaccinoplex.
Yes.
And it's awesome. It's a homeopathic remedy that you can use to help detoxify from vaccines. And, by the way, Dr. King will be speaking down in Orlando, Robert.
Awesome.
So we'll be together again.
The gang's all back together. When we were together up in Asheville for his Healing Revolution event, we had such a great time.
Yep.
So I'm really pleased to hear that Dr. King, there'll be more announcements of exciting new featured speakers coming this year to Orlando. I hope everybody gets ready and makes your plans the moment tickets become available. I remember camping out for concerts back in the day when we had to wait overnight to get a lineup for tickets. Now it's all done online. So you can get there, be the first, get a good seat. And we'll let you know.
You can also camp outside of the hotel in Orlando if you want to. You can bring your tents. And the only thing is we won't be smoking doobies. We'll just be drinking green smoothies.
I love it. All right, TMB. Well, another great episode of Going Outside the Box with you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Everybody check out the wonderful products that we get from Epigenetics Labs. We'll have some announcements about that coming up soon in the coming weeks. In the meantime, TMB, tell them what they need to know.
You need to remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.